Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I feel good today. Tell them how you feel, Gerald. Come on and get up. Let's praise. Come on, Holy Ghost. Talking about the Holy Ghost fire.
Inside of me, and I'm praying that it be burning down deep side of everyone that's tuned in to this fire gospel experience. Praise the Lord, all you beautiful souls, all you beautiful people. Welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that's dedicated to honor the true and only living creator God. Now, right now is the time, beloved, to let our mind, body, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with this great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And then, without a doubt, his precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Right here on this fire gospel experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, and unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer, y'all. He's the only acceptable Lamb of God. There is no other sacrifice that can be made except for the man, Jesus the Christ, who is the God-man. He's the only chosen one, y'all, with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He's the only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that we are living in. Blessings again to all of you beautiful people. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations on this Passion Week, which is the prelude to our awesome holiday of Holy Days, which is our Resurrection Sunday. Amen. And I'm here to bring you some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. You best believe it. I got proof. You just hang on. You'll see for yourself. Fire, fire, fire. The gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer, him enough, in Jesus Christ. But you got to be in Jesus Christ. You can't just be hanging out on the outside talking about, I think I like God, I think I like the Bible. No, you got to have a firm commitment to God in order to be in Jesus Christ. Because, listen, God is not a respectful person, y'all. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your consideration, for your spiritual enlightenment from the book of Isaiah chapter 22 verse 23, where we read the prophet Isaiah has been given a vision to share to the leaders in Judah. Now, they have neglected to follow the ways and will of God, and now judgment is cast against them. Yet, God has a leader that will come and be honored and anchored by the Almighty One himself. When God appoints someone to an authorized position, they will be able to stand and stay no matter what may come against them. We too, beloved, I want you to know, are blessed to have this same surety by faith in God to keep us when all may seem lost. God will be there as a stake is driven to hold, so shall we be by God's mighty hand. I promise you, Lord Jesus, my special guest is returning, and she's back in quick fashion, y'all. I'm talking about awesome, anointed woman of God, Anita Franklin is here. She was here a couple of episodes of this Fire Gospel Experience, and she was so on fire. We hated to end the conversation because she was here for my Shine Artist Spotlight. I said, woman of God, you need to bring that fire back. And here she is. She is here to just continue to shine and enlighten us and bless us with every good thing that I know and trust God has put in our spirit to share with us right now for this Passion Week. Because this is a passionate woman of God, and you're listening to a passionate man of God, and we're here to give God his just and praise as we are lifting you up in your spirit. Amen. And then our Shine Artist Spotlight will be on the amazing gospel artist, conductor, composer, James Cockerham himself. He has a tremendous event coming up soon. I'm telling you, it is phenomenal. Y'all are going to be blessed by this awesome man of God accomplishment in gospel music and music as a whole. Man of God, James Cockerham is here, y'all. And we're going to shine the outer spotlight on him. But right now, I tell you what, I don't need you to call a family member, a friend, a co-worker, somebody that's in your spirit right now to let them know Brother Ron E. Jefferson is back on the internet radio to give God praise, to uplift your spirit, to get some church going right here, right here. We've already had prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for overseeing our lives, for keeping us, for blessing us, for moving us forward against all odds. When everything seemed impossible, you came in and did the impossible. You reversed that thing and kept us moving forward. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we thank you for lighting the fuse that's going to set the internet and that radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire.
Just to please the wrong.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I promise you, when I see my Savior Jesus face to face, I promise you, that's the day that I am preparing myself for right now. I am laboring to the best of my ability by the grace and mercies of God, so that when I do see Jesus, he'll have that big, beautiful smile that'll just brighten up all of eternity and open arms and welcome me and everybody that's saved and loving Jesus. We're just going to just run into his arms and say, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. We cannot thank you enough. Sounds of Family Fellowship Mass Choir right here with their version of that classic gospel song, When I See Jesus. And I promise you, they took us right to the throne of grace. This is going to be one of them shows, one of them programs, I'm telling you, that we're just going to just go in straight behind the veil, y'all, and just give God some beautiful, beautiful praise and worship. So break out your tissues and your handkerchiefs, because sometimes when we're in that state of mind of pure praise and worship, joy tears are going to flow. So it's all good, because I got mine right here with me, and I'll bust a teardrop for joy for Jesus whenever I think about the goodness of the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, man of God, Chris King, over there sending me this music from Family Fellowship Mass Choir. Oh, just to see my Jesus. Right now, I'm just thrilled and excited to have this anointed woman of God that has come back, y'all, in quick fashion. I told her, I said, woman of God, you have to come back real soon, because she has such a beautiful spirit of joy. And I'm telling you, when she sings, we already behind the veil, thank you, Holy Spirit God. But this woman of God, she is going to do her anointed calling and make sure that we stay behind the veil and keep this spirit of praise that has just fallen upon us right here, right now. So, woman of God, live from Tallahassee, Florida, this amazing woman of God is here to bless us, and we are so excited to have her return. Without any further ado, presenting to some and introducing to everyone else, my dear sister in Christ, gospel artist extraordinaire, woman of God, Anita Franklin, is back, y'all. Yes, she is. Thank you, Lord. So excited about that right there. Thank you,
praise
woman of God, Anita Franklin. Bless you.
Praise God, Brother Ron. I appreciate another opportunity. Thank you so very much. And it's just a joy just to be able to share one more time on the airwaves with you.
Amen. Listen, I'm going to ask Holy Spirit God to just take us back and reflect on that conversation that we had, and just put us back into that same state of mind, because it was such a beautiful, beautiful conversation. So I'm appealing right now, Sister Anita Franklin, that God will take us right back to where we were and where we left off. So now, get ready, get ready, get ready, because it's about to happen. I believe it. I feel it in my spirit. So what I want you to do, I want you to just share some of who you are to the listening audience that may have missed that recent broadcast that we just did, and tell us a little bit about Woman of God, Anita Franklin, and then I can't wait to just bust this spiritual conversation wide open.
Hey, man, thank you so much. I tell you, I'm just delighted to just to be able to share again. And I, let me make sure I'm in a good place. I, as you know, reside in Tallahassee, Florida, and God has just really, really blessed me to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ just through song and able to record so that the masses will be able to hear and hear a revelation and a promise of God through music. And music
That's
is
right.
very important, and I'm glad I have this opportunity to be able to share in that aspect. And so just grateful just to be able to do it. I've been recording for years and just spreading the gospel, worship, praise, exaltation, and been doing, I shared with you before, I have been involved in women prison ministry for over 20 years, And so
awesome.
That in itself is ministry. And to be able to go in those facilities and be a blessing to those who need a word, who need encouragement
Amen.
And inspiration. So.
Amen. Amen. Shining gospel light in a dark and, I'm sure, depressing place. But that is what we are called to do. We are called to go into these places where people have lost hope, are just about to lose it, and come in with that rewarding message that God is there for you, even during the most difficult of times. Now, you said you've been
Amen.
Singing for years. When did the spirit of singing hit you, and when did that spirit of singing become the anointing that called you?
The spirit of singing, at the age of 8, of course, my mother made me sing. That was a you go sing, okay? But the spirit of singing started in my days when I was in college. I graduated mm-hmm. from Florida A&M University, FAMU, and I was in the FAMU gospel. Home of the Rattlers. I was in the FAMU gospel choir. And I was able to participate in the choir's very first live recording, and I did the title
wow.
cut. He will bring us out. And from
yes, yeah.
that point was the spirit of singing. Mm. Now to where mm. I am now, the spirit of singing was, oh, I enjoy singing. Oh, I love
yeah.
to sing. I was in groups
yeah.
in different community yeah. choirs, community groups. Singing solos and singing at conventions. However, to move into another realm, realm of why I sing,
yeah.
purpose, was going through, as we would matriculate in life and go through life experiences, those songs and those words become more meaningful. And so
Amen.
I tell anyone, when we are going through this life's journey, we're going to go through some things, and anyone saying that all days are happy days, I need to find that, because I believe in every testing and every testing trial, there is a testimony, and we are
yes,
witnesses
yes.
of how God
right.
will bring us out, how he will show up in times
That's
where we don't know how we're going to make it, how we're going to come
yeah.
through this. And it's through mm-hmm. those songs. And it's something about, I tell people all the time, even the hymns. I know we're
mm.
into writing our own songs and God giving, birthing new songs. And he says, sing unto the Lord a new song. But those hymns, oh, my goodness, it resonates
yes.
when we
it
need
does.
Just to heal. I mean a word.
Come
and
on.
As a father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. Oh, my God. And if his eyes on the sparrow, we'll take a tradition. If his eyes are on the sparrow, I know
oh,
he'll
Lord.
Watch over me. Oh, and amazing grace. How sweet
mm.
that sound. That saved a wretch like me. I
Don't you make me start singing
oh,
up in here.
Oh, my
precious
God.
Lord.
Huh. We cannot
take
get up.
Hand.
Precious Lord, take my hand. That's it. We cannot get away from the hymns, but it's those
no.
hymns and those songs, oh, my God, those spiritual songs that have brought us
Amen.
Over. And we shall
Amen.
Never, never
Amen.
Leave those out.
Never. It's not going to happen. We ain't going to let it happen. And
no, sir.
We have to preserve that era of music, so that the generations that's coming after us can see the rich musical tradition that many have invested and divested from their very souls. See, when these
oh,
songs
yes.
that we're talking about, Precious Lord, Take My Hand, and Amazing Grace, we as a
yes.
people, as a black people, were going through severe, harsh times.
Yes.
And
yes.
this
yes.
is why God allows harsh times to come our way, so that we can dig down deep in our spirits and souls and pull out precious treasures that would not have ever been found or developed if we had not been going through the difficult time. I've heard T.D. Jakes say it's the crushing of the grapes that make that sweet wine. Amen.
Oh,
and
isn't
it the crushing of coal that can make a diamond? So God allows pressure to bring out the very best in us. So what we need to do, woman of God, is when we feel that pressure coming, we don't run from it. We accept it because we know God is overseeing this difficult trial, and he's going to make us shine brighter than we've ever did before if we just hold on to our faith. Isn't that the truth?
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Y'all see why I brought this woman of God on here, too, because she is just a fired up woman of God, and I am just so excited to be able to bring this very good spiritual conversation to it. Because listen, now we're gonna take this to a whole nother direction and another level, because me and woman of God and Anita Franklin was talking before we went live, and we were sharing about, I sense that gospel artists and musicians are not giving their full just due credit for what they do. It's not just singing, y'all. Gospel artists are ministers. Gospel artists have a distinct calling, and because of their distinct calling of music and singing, we have a great enemy of men's soul, not just because of Satan being displaced from heaven for wanting to be like God and take God's seat. He rebelled and even convinced one-third of the angels to go along with that ridiculous scheme. I still ain't figured that part out. You talking about some dumb, dumb angels, man. I'm sitting in the presence of God. I'm like, Satan, you crazy. Matter of fact, I'm snitching on you. I'm going to tell God right now what you up to. We have to understand, for those that may not know, Satan was once Lucifer, who was the chief archangel over the angelic heavenly choir. So for him, music is very sensitive subject. So he's going to attack. We always hear about chaos in the choir. That's because Satan is so offended and has such a hate for gospel artists and musicians, because you all are taking the place where he once was. Amen. So can you just enlighten us about the challenge that you all personally have to go through? Because I'm telling you, we don't give y'all enough credit for y'all standing on holy ground and applying y'all gospel music ministry for the church body. Can you just share a little bit about what's in your spirit?
Yes. You know, there's a saying that says, too much is given, much is required. And we have to understand also, as artists, especially independent artists, is that you first need to ask yourself, why are you singing? Why are you doing this? Because there are there are thousands of artists. There are thousands of independent artists. I mean, wonderful, making wonderful music. But we have to understand why we are doing it. Is it that we want the glory for ourselves, or is it that we want God to be glorified? And we want God to be glorified through us. And when we, because if we're doing it for ourselves, that's when the enemy comes in. And that's basically where you're talking about right now, how the enemy can come in and trick you. And everything that you think you want, he would take you through certain doors that will, if you're not strong in God, you will be tempted. So it is imperative that as singers, as minstrels, psalmists, groups, choirs, put on the whole armor of God, because anything or anyone that glorifies God, Satan is coming after you. Satan, he's already attacking, trying to see how he can close your mouth, how he can shut you down. So, and even in our weakest moments is when the enemy, that's why it's imperative that when we're releasing the sound, that we also have spiritual discernment. There's some doors that the devil will set up for you. I hope you know that. That even there's some doors that you think is God, but it's not God. Yeah. It's the enemy. It's the enemy that want to just, you know, entice you and try to see how and find your weakest area to shut you down. Therefore, having a constant prayer life every day. Every day. It's important that we do not become so hungry for fame, so hungry for stardom that we miss God.
Lord Jesus, you sure tell us the truth, because it will be a test that will come your way. You can count on it. They say that there's things that we can count on, death and taxes. Well, if you are a Christian, you best believe that's going to be three things and more that you could count on: death, taxes, and temptation. Yes, Lord, I promise you.
That's
you
it.
Will
that's
be tempted.
Yes.
You will be tested, because Satan wants to disrupt and abort your calling, because that's the joy that he's going to get. He already knows what
he
got coming, and that's hellfire with a lake of fire that's going to burn and throughout eternity, and nothing but agony, pain, and torture for his resistance on God Almighty. Amen. So, woman of God.
And most of it. And I was just going to add, and most important, it's important that God see our heart, our heart posture.
Yes.
And because what he see our desires, but what he want to know is, can I trust you?
Can I trust you?
Because there are some who are not of this fold, other sheep I have that are not of this fold, them I must also bring. So I need disciples. I need disciples standing at the gate and standing at the gate. And then as Jehoshaphat did, when he brought singers, singing nothing before the battle, because this is where we are now. It's going to take the anointing of God through our voices, through our singing, to do what? To tear down the walls of Satan and call him out and say, I see the works of your spirit. I see your works. I rebuke the works of Satan. And I know, like I said before, we can't bound him, because that's not our authority, but we can call out the spirit, the evil works of him.
Amen.
And we can rebuke it. And we sing the songs. We sing songs of Zion so that it can be, it can resonate and be edifying to those who are who are listening and among us.
Amen. Because, see, we have to be intentional and we have to be strategic. That's why you hear the Word of God always speaking in terms of battle readiness, because it is spiritual warfare. And like you just said, woman of God, when the minstrels and the choirs and the praise team set the atmosphere for praise, Holy Spirit of God inhabits the praises of his people. So when Holy Spirit God is inhabiting the praises of the people who is led by the choirs, who are led by the singers, the minstrels, and the musicians, Satan cannot trespass. Because
I cannot. And what it say, demons tremble by the sound of their name. Come on.
They can't trespass it, because what they've done is they have encountered God at his impotence. He is in power greater than they're able to trespass. And they have to turn around. And actually, they have to flee. They have to run. You know how the Lord Jesus was exercising demons out of possessed people? He still has that great power to exercise.
Still
the
power.
Devil is not doing anything more than God allows him to do.
That's it.
And if God allowed him to do it, that just simply means that God has a plan and you are honored and blessed to be a part of it. Woman of God, hold your
breath.
Because these people of God, I know we had talked about your music, but I told you I need to follow what Holy Spirit God is doing to me right now. And you said you don't mind. So, woman of God, let's hear you sing about how faithful God has been. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Every tear.
to me when my strengths are all gone and my heart has no soul. Still in love, he's proved faithful to me. Every word he's promised is true. What I thought was impossible, I see my God.
Are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away, playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
My woman of God, Anita Franklin, is just letting us resonate in the Holy of Holies. please. We're behind the veil right now in the spirit of praise, woman of God. And I thank you so much because he has been extremely faithful. If nothing else, God demonstrates his faithfulness. Sometimes, though, woman of God, we have to reflect back and use hindsight on things that happened to us in the past, because there's not a Christian that has been saved by Jesus that have not said, God, where are you at certain points in our lives? And then, and then we advanced in the future and we looked back and we said, you know what? I thought God wasn't paying attention, but there was some wisdom and some lessons that I needed to learn in that situation where God had to leave it as it was so that I can come to a better and a deeper understanding of how the spiritual mind of God operates. Because doesn't the Bible say his ways are not our ways, that his thoughts are far from our thoughts? So God allows circumstances sometimes to be our best teacher. Amen? Come on, tell us about that time when you thought God wasn't nowhere around.
That's right. Amen. That is so true. And when we feel, that was when those in my lonely doubts and fears, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who has been faithful. And it does take us back. It allows us to reflect. If he did it before, he can do it again. He can bring us out. And that's where we stay. That's why it's imperative that we stay in tune to listening to the voice of God and have our hearts right in the place for him to lead and guide us. So important.
Yes. It is so important. And we were also discussing before we went live on the air how sometimes, you know, we may have these periods of doubt and uncertainty, and particularly so when we are first newcomers to the faith. We think that, you know, if trouble comes my way, they tricked me down at that church. They didn't tell me that I was going to have problems and I still was going to be tested and tried. They didn't tell me that my family
you grew
was
up in,
turn
you grew
on
up
me.
In one of the, you grew up in one of those churches too, huh?
Yeah. Just like most of us did, because they were scared us to run us away, so they didn't tell us the full story. But what it was is we found out on our own, and we went through periods where we just said, God, I don't understand why you allow me to suffer like this. But the Apostle Paul helps us out with this, because he came to the understanding, and it's written in the Word of God for our enlightenment. He said that the sufferings of this world are not even worth bringing up and cannot be compared to the great reward that is due me. Now, yes, we talk about eternal life. We talk about no pain, no tears in heaven. But understand this, y'all. I know this personally, that God comes to us at the most intimate time when we are going through controversies. We can't sense it sometimes. We cannot even feel it sometimes. But I'm here to testify and tell you that in hindsight, if you didn't know it back then, you just keep trusting God and keep believing God. And you'll find out, you know what? I can look back on those situations now, and I thank God for what I went through, because now the devil can't trick me no more with that. He's going to have to come with something new, woman of God. Come on.
That's right. That's right. And it's these trials come to make us strong. They come to make us strong. And we have to understand that everything that where we are in life, guess what? He knew it was going to happen before we knew it.
He did.
He knew it. For I know the plan. I have you. He already know. But can we trust him? So now we have a job. We have a decision, choices. There are choices we have to make. Is it for God I live, for God I die? Is it that I'm just gonna do me? I'm just gonna, you know, I'm gonna ride this on out myself, and then allow the enemy to come in and wreak havoc over your life. But he said these trials come to make us strong. So that's why you can easily go from one trial to the next even though it may, you know, it may be a little rough on the third leg, you know, like running track, you know. It may be that third leg or that fourth, you know.
Ooh,
but you're going to make a home run. You're going to come on in at the finishing line because you have gained strength. And it's something,
that's
I'm going to tell you, it's nothing like overcoming pain. It's nothing like overcoming hurt. Because once you've experienced pain and hurt, guess what? Your body get immune to it. Your spirit get immune to it. And you say, I believe, I'll run on and see what the end will be.
Jesus, I felt that. We're going to run on, y'all. We're going to run on,
sir.
Because it gets greater and greater the longer that we continue on by faith. More is revealed to us. And the more revelation that we receive, that just feeds our spirit, and that just multiplies our faith. And see, we sometimes, I'm going to say settle for a standardized faith. If we can just get by with the so-so faith that we have, we okay. But according to our faith, beloved, is when we see miracles happen. It's when we see great and mighty things happen. And that's when, yes, you better be prepared. The level of attacks against you will increase. But please understand, that's the reason why Jesus left us here. As we proclaim the gospel message of salvation, of Jesus is the redeemer for man's lost soul, and we are building a heavenly kingdom right here on earth, you will face opposition. But that is why Jesus said, be ready. That's why Jesus didn't swoop us all up to heaven, because there are still lost souls out there. And doesn't that just prick your heart, woman of God, when we know that there is still a whole society, a whole city, a whole state, a whole country full of people that still have not trusted Jesus yet? Doesn't that just prick your heart?
It have not, but what's so awesome about the works of God, he said, at the end of the day, every knee is going to bow.
Uh-oh.
I don't care what you may not want to receive. I don't care how you may not want to travel on this life journey.
Yeah.
But the word of God say, at the end of the day, every knee will bow. Because, see, we have to understand too the attacks of the devil, and sometimes we look at it as being small within our own little circle or in our little small town or in our cities. But there is a global attack of the enemy that is planning right now to discourage the people of God. And it's going to come in a way, if we're not careful, going to catch a lot of us, even those who singing gospel and preaching gospel, because it's comfortable. But it's going to come, and it's going to shake us, because we were not in tune of hearing the voice of God for the direction for the times that we're in now. And we got to start talking about the end times. We can't, everything is not glorious. As to say manifesting, he's going to give me a car. He's going to, if I do this, if I sing for him, he's going to give me a house. He's going to give me those things. Just do the will of God and he's going to bless you. But we got to also understand that the devil also is in this play as well. He's in this as well. And it's all fulfilling the end times. And we are going to have our ears and our heart in tune to where we are in the end times, so that we still can be strong and sing praises unto God. That we still be strong, even when they start saying we're having shortage of food. These are real life situations. Are we're not going to have our gas prices are going up and people can't even afford that. People losing this or losing that. You still got to have that faith to stand on the promises of God. Because have you ever, I don't know about you, been down to your last dime, and next thing you know, God, yes, and you didn't have to do anything trickery. You didn't have to do anything underhanded. You just trusted God that he will see you through. He will see you through. And so it's a, I mean, it's a journey. It's a journey. And we, but we got to trust God. That's what that song, that even the one I just released, our faith is renewed. Our strength is too. And we're better because of him.
Because of you, dear God, we are so much better. You renew our faith just like every new day. We have never seen the same day over and over. Every day is a gift from God. It's a blessing from God.
Yes.
And I'm glad you said that, woman of God, because I want my listeners to hear you reflect on this beautiful new project that you have renewed because of you. We're going to talk about the inspiration of it, and I want you to go a little bit further. I want you to dig a little bit deeper, woman of God, and talk about that renewed faith. Because of you, dear God, we are made brand new all over again. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh,
because of you, sweet God that you are. You renewed us. You renewed our strength like the eagle. Amen. The word of God declares that I have been old, but I'm telling you, I have the spirit of a young man. They said that I can run through a troop, that I can leap over a wall. That is amazing because that is just the energy and the spirit that we get from our fellowship and relationship with our God. He gives us a spirit that will just mystify people. They'll be like, I don't know how you did it. I don't know how that was able. And then that's the open door for our testimony. We tell them, we brag on God. Like you said earlier in the broadcast, it ain't even about us. We ain't trying to do this for fame or for fortune or none of that, because we're so satisfied to know God. However God chooses to bless me or not, we already know. Paul said that wherever state I'm in, I have learned to do what, woman of God? Be content.
Be content.
Amen.
That's it.
Content in God.
Amen. In him. Amen.
Woman of God, tell us about how you were renewed in your spirit to be able to come up with this. I'm going to say it's just going to be a modern-day classic. I love it. How?
Praise
how
God.
God
I tell you,
you
know, God just, I'm. You know what? This song is just God. I can't, the way he orchestrated this song and the way it was birthed and how it has and how it has been manifested to be a blessing to others. This song was written. God gave me the words and even the melody arrangement for this song, but it was in 2020. And you know what was going on? And it was around February 2020. And you know, it was what? It was the pandemic. And no one knew what was going on. We were hearing it. But what was happening also was our faith was being tested. Our faith was being tested because of the unknown. What's happening? We did not know. We didn't know. And as we matriculated into the month of March, where everything was being shut down, and you know, and I don't know about you, but I started hearing those who once was of the faith sounding faithless, sounding fearful.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, are these the same people that we worship with in church every Sunday, every week?
Come on.
Saying
Come
how
on.
Great God is, how great is my God. But when trials came, and so this song came in the still of the night. Because that's really when I really, I don't know about you, but that's when I really meditate the most and God has my really undivided attention in the still of the night, because I want everything at peace where I can hear his voice. Not hear what I want, but hear his voice. And therefore, I'm saying right in that time of this song being birthed, Lord, strengthen me. Prepare me for what's to come, because I knew that we were moving into a new normal, that the ways of before the pandemic was no more, but it required greater faith. I was posting, God wants us to have more faith, less fear. And so the words just start coming and coming and it's here now. And it is, I'm just hearing so many who are saying that this song is really being a blessing to them.
It is. It is. It is. I'm telling you, it puts you in the mind of just shutting out everything else and let these words and this music take you to a whole nother dimension, a whole nother plane of existence. That's why I said you have the ability, God-given ability, through your music, through your singing, through your ministry, to open up and slide the veil to the side so that we can step into the Holy of Holies. See, people think y'all just singing. They don't understand that your ministry is all about elevating who we are spiritually to a whole nother level. Did I get that right? Amen?
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
So, woman of God, I'm here to tell you, we appreciate, we applaud, we congratulate all the success that you have achieved in your music ministry. And not only that, but the wisdom to be able to articulate that to other gospel artists so that we can keep our focus true and pure.
Yes.
Because it's an honor all by itself to be called by God. Everything else God decides to do is extra. It's what we used to call gravy, okay? We will actually be strengthened against attacks when we stay focused on it's all about God. It's not about me.
It's all about
God.
Him.
Gets the glory.
Right.
God gets the praise.
Right.
I'm just here. Yes. I'm just thankful. I'm just grateful to be in the room. I'm just grateful to, that God got his hands on me. Amen. Come over to God. Listen, it happened again. If I had another hour or so to continue with this conversation, I would just keep you right on here. Amen.
Has just been wonderful. I'm telling you.
Amen. Beautiful, beautiful spiritual conversation, and that's what this Fire Gospel Experience is all about. We come in with some show enough words so that the people listening to this broadcast can get a better understanding. We ain't trying to act like we perfect. We ain't trying to act like we got it so all together that we don't make no mistakes, that we better than nobody else. No, we're not better than. We're just better off, and that's only because of the grace and the mercy and kindness of God.
Amen.
So, woman of God, listen. If you have any final words of encouragement that we can put into the spirit of our soul, we will certainly appreciate it. And then I want you to share where your music can be downloaded and where my listeners can continue to support you on social media.
Yes, I tell you, I just want to encourage the body of Christ and those who are believers, those who are maybe going through some trials or some situations that they don't know how they're going to get it fixed. Just know God sees it, and that you can turn all your problems, all your situations over to Him. And by faith, know that He's going to work it out and He's going to do it for your good. And so that's what I would say to those who are going through situations and stuff, just because some people just don't want to tell you what they're going through. They're afraid.
That's true.
But just know God sees it, and He's going to work it out. If you just say, "I'm turning it over to God," He's going to work it out.
There you
it's
go.
Already done.
Stop.
It's already
it's
done.
It's already done.
It's already done. So I tell you, thank you. Thank you for everyone who's supporting the music ministry. My music is on all digital outlets. I'm on Facebook. I'm under Anita Franklin Music. I'm on Instagram at Anita Franklin 1963, and I'm on Twitter at Franklin 1 Anita. So we're just going to keep spreading the gospel through every outlet or every digital platform, social media platform God has given us to use for His glory.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God. We appreciate you. Our prayer for you is that God will continue to bless you so much, so richly, so rewardingly, that you will be on a mad search to find people that you can share these blessings with, because there's so many that it's an overflow and you can't contain them. As fast as you're giving them away, here comes another blessing. So that's my prayer for you, faithful woman of
Thank
God. So you keep doing what you're doing
God bless
in the
you.
Mighty name of Jesus. And
I
promise
God,
you.
Yes. I was just going to say that God continue to bless your ministry as well.
Thank you. You will hear God say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Looking forward to you come back. We ain't going to take as long as we did this time. Amen.
God bless you. I tell you,
Amen.
You all have a blessed Resurrection Sunday coming, and just prayers for the ministry that you have as well. God bless you.
Amen. Woman of God, gospel artist Anita Franklin, she blessed our soul, and I'm so glad she did. Amen. Thank you, woman of God. Listen, y'all, we need to go ahead and shine this artist spotlight on my special guest coming up, because he's already involved in other activities. He's just wonderful enough, gracious enough to squeeze us in just for a brief moment on this Shine Artist Spotlight. We're going to play his music so that y'all can appreciate him. Praise his name. From Man of God, my elder from Detroit, Michigan, James Cockerham, is here on Fire, the Gospel Experience, as we shine our artist spotlight on this awesome man of God who's doing great, great things in the beautiful name of Jesus.
Praise ye the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise is an act of our will. We have to make a conscious decision with our minds to praise his name. We have to think of his goodness and praise his name. If he woke you up this morning, you ought to praise his name. If he's been your shelter in a storm, you ought to praise his name. He put food on your table, you ought to praise his name. If he's been good to you, you ought to praise his name. If you got blood running warm in your veins, you ought to praise his name. He told you in his right mind. Praise his name. Everybody ought to praise his name. Everybody ought to praise his name. Everybody ought to praise his name.
Bye.
God has been so good, and guess what? He's still being good. We're shining our artist spotlight on Man of God, James Cockerham. Don't you know he studied at Livingston College, and he's also studied master's certificate in orchestration for film and TV at Berklee College of Music. He is now currently living in Atlanta, Georgia, and he's got some people that are waiting on him because he has blessed us and privileged us enough to be with here just very briefly on this Fire Gospel Experience, and we're happy to have Man of God, James Cockerham, here with us. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, dear sir. We appreciate the time that you're giving us. God bless you. How you doing, man of God, James Cockerham?
I'm doing wonderfully well, Brother Ron. Wonderfully
amen.
Well.
Amen.
And even better amen. Now because I heard I was supposed to be praising his name. It's interesting that you chose that particular song. Because
yes,
I have been, I recorded an album in 1978 called God
okay.
Is Ever Moving On. It was my first
yes,
live
sir.
Recording. And I played Everybody Ought to Praise His Name and used the youth group, 8 to 12
oh,
year olds. And
yeah.
I thought it was for filler. But guess what?
Okay.
That song is being played in New Zealand, Budapest.
Get out of here.
Amsterdam, Paris, London, by DJs, and they're dancing to it. And I said, now, Lord, wait a minute, they're dancing to it? And he said, don't
right.
you dance in church? I'm like, okay, stop questioning
yes,
God. He's in control of this situation. And Ron, you know, I used to think, you know, that I looked at God, I looked at Jesus as like a genie in a bottle. You know, if I can just say, Jesus, 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 Jesus,
yeah,
he's
yeah,
going to give
yeah.
me everything I want. But you know what? In this ripe old age, my hair's turning gray, what I realize
yeah.
is not really what I want. It's what he wants
yeah.
for me. And the sooner you learn to yield to his desires, let
that's
your
right.
will be done in my life, Lord, and don't qualify it. Let your will be
there
done
you
and send me $1 million tomorrow. No. Mm-mm. Just let your will be done. I have seen things start to happen. You know, you had mentioned the event coming up in April. I mean, I got my master's certificate in orchestration for film and TV in 2015.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I did an arrangement. I'm sorry, 2012. I did an arrangement of, arrangement of Lift Every Voice and Sing. It's called Fantasia on Lift Every Voice and Sing because it incorporates all different types of music into one orchestral piece. You know, I did a stage production. Leading into that, I did a stage production in 2010 at the Rialto Theater in Atlanta called A Gift of Love, and it starred Ruby Dee Davis. P.J. Morton was in it, and you know, he just walked away with another Grammy. Ruby Dee, of course, was Academy Award nominated. But you know, all these different, Shante Khan, all these people were in this production.
Yeah.
But I ended up in debt as a result of it. And I ended up being an instructor teaching music at Carver College in Atlanta. And
okay.
I had no idea, but the president said, now you got to go to school. You got to get a master's to teach on the college level. So I have a friend, Aretha Lockhart, who told me I should write. I play like it's an orchestra piece because I have all these counter movements going on behind the melody. So
yes,
naturally, I just said, okay, well, I'm going to get a master's in orchestration. So for my Orchestra 2 class, I did the Lift Every Voice and Sing. But instead of the regular rhythm that we normally sing it, I made it into a 12-8 rhythm. So it becomes doom chicka chicka doom chicka chicka doom chicka chicka doom 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 doom. If you've ever been to an HBCU game and heard the band marching onto the field, That's that rhythm.
Yes, sir.
12-8.
That's what it is.
But it starts with the birds chirping in the background, nice and quiet, and this low hum. I don't know if you've ever been in a quiet spot out in the country where it's nothing. Sometimes the birds get silent. But that hum is picked up with the strings. And then from there, it goes into the theme. But after that, it goes to the middle section. When I first sent it to the Gateways Orchestra, they said, we love the first part. We love the counter melody and the last part of the song. But that middle part, is it really necessary? And I said, okay, imagine this. Ron and James have just been captured. We're on a ship. We're sitting maybe 2 inches from each other. We're in chains. There was no, excuse me, sir, may I use the restroom? Mm-mm. We were considered animals. Yeah. You know, so we defecate on ourselves. We urinate on ourselves. They bring us the food. We eat the food with our fingers, our hands, without washing them. You look across from you and someone is throwing up. You look further down and someone has died. They're taking them out of the chains and throwing them in the ocean. I'm sorry, but that, to me, is not pretty music. So the texture is a lot of harsh chords that just get louder and louder and louder.
Mm.
And while all that loudness is going on, you hear the little the background. And they're going, and pretty soon the whole orchestra is playing the, well, that's Morse code for free. They want it to be free. But then the ship lands, and it's just, after all that rah, loud, nothing but noise, it stops and gets quiet, and you hear the harp, and you hear a triangle. And now it's the 1600s, the Baroque period. That's when Bach, we wrote the I did a little Baroque melody at that section, and then from there it went to the 1800s, and now you've got the bass section, and then hallelujah, the call and response.
Sir.
So it's the whole story of African Americans is wrapped into this song. And when Maestro Michael Morgan, who directed it, he told the audience, he said, this is a fantasia on Lift Every Voice and Sing. And I'm like, that man saying my music's a fantasy. You know, the little insecure composer.
I had no idea
what he that is a musical term. And I've been calling it a fantasia. But in the music world, it's fantasia. Spelled the same way.
Listen, Dr. Cockerham,
I appreciate it, but I didn't want to hold you up from your other meeting because what you're saying is phenomenal musical history, and I appreciate you sharing that with us because we do need to know our history. Things just don't happen just without some sort of history behind it, without some sort of structure and without some sort of circumstance. So what you're saying is you are just a walking library on music on your particular forte, sir. But listen, why don't you go ahead and make the announcement about your upcoming event at Carnegie Hall before I let you go, sir?
April 24th, 3 o'clock p.m., New York City, Carnegie Hall.
Wow.
A 125-piece black symphony orchestra, all black. Most of the time when you see the symphonies, you may see one or two blacks, but it's black musicians, classically trained musicians from major orchestras around the world.
Amen.
Carnegie Hall invited the orchestra. We didn't rent the space. They invited us because of the caliber of musician. You're going to hear musicians of African descent from major orchestras around the world. And all come together as a collective group. And that concert is featuring John Baptiste. You know John Baptiste? He came walked away with 5 Grammys. He is introducing a new piece.
Yes.
You know, at the concert. But to see her on Lift Every Voice and Sing will end the whole concert. So I'm excited about it. No, I'm not playing it. You know, I wrote it. Every note that you hear will be a note that I wrote. But, you know, I'm not conducting and not playing, but I did write it. So hopefully I'll be able to see you there if you already have your tickets, because the show is sold out from what I've heard. But
I'll
New York, I'm sure if you have some money, somebody will sell you a ticket.
Amen.
But I'm excited about it. If you can't pick that up from my voice.
I picked it up from your voice. I can feel it resonating in your spirit, sir. We are so excited and happy for your accomplishment, for the contribution that you have made for that event coming up in April the 14th at Carnegie Hall in New York. April 24th coming up, and we are just excited that you are contributing to not just that upcoming event, but also to the work that you'll continue to do wherever you are, wherever God has blessed you. We are so thankful. Mm-hmm. We praise God for you. We lift you up, man of God, and we keep you in our prayers. So please feel free to stay connected with this Fire Gospel Experience. We look forward to having you come back where you have more time to share with us about all this wealth of knowledge of music that you have. We appreciate you so much, sir. I pray God continue to bless you, keep you, and keep moving you forward and opening up more doors of opportunity, sir. That's my prayer for you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, sir.
Amen. Dr. James Cockerham, don't y'all forget that date, April the 24th at Carnegie Hall. If you don't have a ticket and you want to go, pray about it. Work it out and watch God open up a door. Somebody will be putting some tickets right in your pocket, in your purse before you know it. Thank you, Dr. Cockerham. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I need to bring Dr. Cockerham back because, as you heard, he has so much knowledge and a wealth of information and understanding and structure that goes beyond what we know. It would just be a pleasure just to sit right there and let him just share with us all of this wonderful knowledge that he has. And listen, we're not through with Dr. Cockerham, no. He has more music, and we're just going to continue to shine our outer spotlight on this awesome man of God and let him do what he does. Amen. Goes right there. Dr. James Cockerham is here on this Fire Gospel Experience, shining our outer spotlight, because that's what we do. And by the way, if you want to be a special guest on my Shine Artist Spotlight, there is an easy way to do it. You can send me your MP3 music to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com. You could give me a call at 870-413-0220. And then, of course, guess what? You can hit me up on Facebook. Just send me a message. I'm right there. You can't miss me. Ron E. Jefferson. Here's man of God, James Cockerham, with I Am Thine. You can't get no better than that. Amen. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Pam Jones, CEO and founder of River and Word Magazine, the River Awards, and River Word Gospel Station, where you will hear the very best in gospel programs of spiritual discussions, conversations, and the most uplifting and anointed gospel artists and gospel music. Our network features every Monday Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Radio Show at 4 p.m. Central. Every Tuesday, Stephanie's Gospel Highway at 4 p.m. Central and 5 p.m. Eastern. Weekend Praise Party at 6 p.m. with Santoria Black. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central, Let's Talk to the Lord with Don Ross. And you can also catch it at 5 p.m. Eastern. At 6 p.m. Central, Central United Praise. Every Thursday, Blue Flame Moment with Clarissa Haddon Jackson at 4 p.m. Central. Weekend Praise Party at 6 p.m. again with Centurio Black. Every Friday at 11 a.m., Realizing My Best Life with Janice Peterson. At 3 p.m. at Central and 4 p.m. Eastern, Stephanie's Gospel Highway. At 6 p.m. Central, Urban Gospel Sounds with Orlando the Landlord. On Saturday at 12 noon, we cut up and chop up with Tony D's New Artist Profile. At 2 p.m. Central, The Covenant Keeper with apostle and author Darlene Thompson. And finally, on Sunday at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern, it's the Fire Show with Ron Jefferson. River and Word in, in this gospel station is called by God to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're interested in more information regarding our different ministry platforms, you can contact me, Pam Jones, at 832-699-1533 or by email, theriver.music33@gmail.com. And you can find us at riverandword.com. And you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is moving, uplifting, unrestrained, experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, co-workers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about the kingdom building. This is Pam Jones.
We were wonderfully created and fearfully made by a mighty hand, O God, for the purpose to give you praise. So we come into your presence, making melody in our hearts, crying, holy, 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 we worship you, O God. Your Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, the lover of my soul, my redeemer and my friend. In your image I was created, in your likeness I was made. My purpose is to worship you for the rest.
Listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is moving, uplifting, and unrestrained. Experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that my music, video, and song, Waiting on You, will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and co-workers by telling them about Fire. On this station, it's all about kingdom building. God bless.
What you gonna do?
To ask, no doubt, no doubt. We are embracing from the Word of God, from the book of Isaiah, chapter 22 and verse 23 will be for your spiritual consideration. But before we go there, let me make this announcement. My dear sister in Christ, woman of God, minister Natalie Pegues is sponsoring the Gospel Songwriters Conference coming up this July 5th through the 8th, July 5th through the 8th in Memphis, Tennessee, right down the road from me. So y'all are more likely going to see your homeboy there. And we invite everyone to participate singing God's praises, ages 4 through 12, ages 13 through 35, and then ages 36 and up. It's a family affair. You can visit the website, www.gswconference.com. You'll see that posted also on my Facebook page, Ronnie Jefferson. For more information, get in touch with me or get in touch with Natalie Pegues. She's on Facebook as well. Go to her Facebook page. We want to see you in the place praising God to the highest. The Word of God from Isaiah 23 and verse 22 says, I will drive him like a peg into a firm place. He will become a seat of honor for the house of his father. Listen, we have read many, many times in the scriptures about how after periods of grandeur, prominence, and abundant blessings, how the children of Israel failed where it mattered most, in the excessive exuberance of reveling in riches and enjoying all the best of the good things that life had offered them. They forgot about the one, talking about God, who provided them with great increase and peace. They were warned repeatedly over and over many, many times throughout the Old Testament scriptures to always remember God. Never, ever forget God. Deuteronomy 4 and 23 bears that out. It says, take heed unto yourselves, lest ye forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make you a graven image or the likeness of anything which the Lord thy God hath forbidden thee. And then he went on further in Deuteronomy 8 and 11. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Yet he, unfortunately for them, as well as sometimes we too, there was a spirit of amnesia somehow that blinded them to themselves. But however, God always keeps a remnant of faithful ones. Jeremiah 23 and 3 says, and I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries, whether I have driven them, and I will bring them again to their folds, just like sheep, y'all. And they shall be fruitful and increase. Praise the Lord for fruitfulness and increase, dear God. Hebrews in the New Testament bears this out as well, talking about our God. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and your labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. We might forget y'all, but God never forgets. And listen, within that remnant of people that God always preserves, there will be those that will be chosen just as they were in the Old Testament days, chosen ones that are driven, which is to be anchored, y'all, securely, with no one and nothing able to undo what God has placed to be. Deuteronomy 14:2 says, "For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God, and the Lord hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself." Don't worry about what people have to say about you. We are peculiar people unto God and above all the nations that are on the earth. And then in the New Testament, 1 Peter 2:9 says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation," because sometimes we displace ourselves and we forget who we are. So the word of God says, "We are a peculiar people that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." We need to know this because our enemy of men's soul, Satan the devil, will try to deceive us into believing that we may be helpless and hapless. No, we are the called out ones, a peculiar people who are and have been set aside, that is just sanctified for God's holy purpose, for the purpose that God has ordained by and for himself. So we know this to be true because even our own life experiences and faith walk resume provides us with a full reassurance that our God can be trusted at all times and no matter what the situation may be. Giving you some serious consideration for your spirit, for your mind, talking about being driven, just like a stake is driven deep into the ground to hold whatever, a tent or whatever it may be. God drives us and he fixes us and stabilizes us so that we'll be kept according to his purpose and according to his will. Amen. I told y'all we was going to stay in the spirit of praise because this is our Passion Week. Here is another man of God from my hometown, Detroit, Michigan, David Whitfield II. Yes, I said Whitfield, from the famous Thomas Whitfield Company family, taking us to the cross. Amen. Calvary's cross, because our Savior was driven to save our souls.
Yeah!
us praise and worship and adoration for our God, because this is Passion Week. And it leads up to Resurrection Sunday, the time when our Savior fulfilled the prophecy. He said, if you tear down this temple, speaking about his body, that God and he will raise it up again. They thought he was talking about Solomon's temple, the rebuilt temple, but he was talking about his body. He was prophesying his own resurrection. Thank you, God. And we are happy that you have resurrected your spirit into our soul. We're discussing driven. Amen. We know that we have a great testimony that God has given us. It's all according to our faith. It allows us to endure, to be able to see the mighty hand of our God, to once again do what only he can do. And then our greatest testimonies may indeed be just like those courageous and great faith believing in God. Talking about the three Hebrew boys who said before King Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel, verse 16, he's Shadrach, Meshach, and a bad Negro. Answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter, because the king said, I'm going to give y'all one more time. I heard y'all didn't bow down to my statue, to my graven image, when y'all heard the horn, the sackbut, and the psaltery. So I'm giving y'all another chance. But they said, verse 17, he said, if it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image that thou hast set up. I'm talking about real bona fide faith from those three Hebrew boys right there. They were driven, y'all, and that's what we're talking about. So, as we see that when we are driven by God, we shall not and cannot be moved. But we too shall have this same mentality of spirit, that we shall not be moved, because God is not going to be moved. There's no power that can move him. Listen, because we too are driven from within our own spirit as a witness that we are living and doing all that we do in agreement with God. So the final summation of all this is that we are driven by God, and we ourselves are driven for God. It's all about God. God is doing the driving. We say, Jesus, take the wheel, and then we're going to let you drive as well. Amen, amen, goes there. Driven, y'all. That's what we are. That's what we ought to be daily. It shouldn't take a revival. It shouldn't take a conference. But if that's what it takes, so be it. Amen. Until we get to the point where we are learned to be self-driven on our own as God moves within us. Amen. Goes right there. I am just so grateful for all of the support that you beautiful people have always provided this Fire Gospel Experience. Appreciate y'all for keeping me personally in your prayers, because, yes, I need it. I need it. I want to continue to give God my very best, and your prayers are certainly giving me the strength to do so. I certainly want to thank my special guest for coming in. Awesome gospel artist. Woman of God, Anita Franklin, you did the thing, girl. You did your gospel Jesus thing right here, for real, for real. And I'm grateful for stand up faith believing women of God such as yourself. You set the example. Proverbs 31 woman, you go ahead, girl, do your thing. And then man of God James Cockerham, you are just tremendous in orchestral music, ranging, composing, playing. We thank God for your expertise. We thank God for everything that you do in the area and opportunity that God gives. You're doing amazing things. I'm looking forward to one day seeing you perform and do the wonderful works that you do. Amen. Goes right there. Again, let me make this announcement. Woman, Natalie Peaches and I, we want to see you at the Gospel Songwriters Conference, coming this July 5th through July the 8th in Memphis, Tennessee. We invite every one of you singing soul, saints of God, ages 4 through 12, ages 13 through 35. And then, yes, we're not going to leave our seniors out, ages 36 and above. It's a family affair. So get more information. You can go to the website, www.gswconference.com. We're telling you now early so that you can reserve your CD, get all the information you need, get travel arrangements all set so you don't have to be rushing at the last minute. I would like to also leave you with one final word. God can take the mess of our lives and create a lifetime ministry for us, but it's to his glory. So don't worry about that thing you've gone through. Don't worry about that thing that you have gone through, because God is using everything that we have gone through, child of God, to show us the ministry that he has prepared just for us. Amen. Goes right there. I'm so grateful to you beautiful, beautiful people, you wonderful souls. Thank you. I appreciate you. And I am going to keep you in my prayers. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Except pray for me back. I do hope and believe. And I'm going to just pray that God will continue to lift you up and take you higher than you've ever gone before. Amen. And that's my sincere prayer. So listen, until next time, you certainly can tune into my Fire Gospel Experience archives on YouTube. Just type in my name, Ron E. Jefferson, and you'll see those programs, those broadcasts from the last 4 years, 400 plus program episodes of this Fire Gospel Experience and still counting. Amen. You can also go to my Twitter page, Ron E. Jefferson 60, and pull up my archive. You can also go to iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify. God has blessed me, and I'm just so grateful to do what God has given me to do. I'm going to leave y'all with some new music from man of God, Mel Holder, an amazing, accomplished musician himself, assisted and blessed with the vocal talents of the awesome and amazing Michelle Brooks Thompson, singing about phenomenal, because we serve a phenomenal God. So until next time, y'all be blessed. And then I pray you be double blessed in Jesus. Amen.
What celebration just 1 week ago, as you rode through the sea with a mighty halo. Crowds did arise to give glory to the King. With mighty adoration, they lift their voice to sing. This great excitement will shortly subside. With one to deny you, another to betray. What a situation we witness that day. Oh, it's phenomenal what you've done. You laid down your life, God's begotten Son. Oh, it's phenomenal.
Come on, come on.